हाँ हाँ जी
I give thanks to the Lord and return in safety.
那也谢谢弟兄姐妹这一个月当中哈的带导。
Thank you for all your prayer in this past 1 month.
那在过去这一个月当中，真的是神很丰丰富富的让我经历到他的恩典。
The Lord gave me abundant His grace these past months.
几乎每一天都有惊喜。
Every day there's surprises.
那神的奇妙的带领啊，这是让我经历到他恩典的丰富。
It makes me feel His abundant grace.
在过去这一个月当中，我走到了这个大陆的七个城市。
I've been to 7 cities in the mainland China in the past month.
有跟这个14个教会的同工弟兄姐妹见面。
We met with 14 different churches, brothers and sisters there.
那当我离开这个美国开始这趟旅行的时候，正好哈、啊，这个西安教北京的西安教会哈、啊，不是那个陕西的西安。那个 Zion 啊，西安教会呢，啊，这个他们的牧者被抓啊。
When I left U.S., that was the time the leader of the Zion Church was captured.
所以当我10月21号离开的时候，很多的弟兄姐妹都很关心我。
When I left October 21st, many brother and sister was concerned for me.
一直在提醒我一件事，就是要小心。
And remind me to be careful.
在这个时候回大陆哈、啊，会不会安全呢、啊？会不会惹上麻烦呢、啊？会不会被监控回不来啊
？They were worried about my safety.
其实，直到我回来的时候，离开北京的海关之前，其实我自己也不确定哈、啊，我到底能不能够回来。
I was myself was uncertain until I entered the custom.
那感谢主神的一路的保守和带领。
I give thanks for the Lord's protection.
那确实在这一个月当中，让我在中国大陆遇到一批又一批的勇敢的基督徒。
In this past 1 month, I have met courageous Christians.
在长沙、在成都、在厦门，我都有遇到那些现在正在被逼迫的这些的教会的领袖和弟兄姐妹。
In Changsha, Chengdu, and Xiamen, I have met the leader are being persecuted.
然而当我进入到他们当中，面对面听他们讲话的时候，我发觉一件事。
As I face to face with them, I discovered one thing.
我发觉他们其实跟我们是一样的人。
They are the same kind of people like us.
他们不是钢铁侠。
They are not Iron Man.
他们跟我们一样是有血有肉的，也有软弱啊，也有困惑的时候。
Like us with flesh as weakness.
他们家庭也会出问题的。
They have troubles at their home.
夫妻的关系啊，儿女不听管教啊，甚至这个当众顶撞啊，这些事情都让我遇到。
They encounter the same problem we face in family.
然而，让我很稀奇的就是，上帝就借着这一批普通的基督徒，在他们身上彰显了一个很重要的一个品质。
However, in those ordinary believers, God manifests in them.
就是勇敢，勇气。
It's the character of courageousness.
所以整个这个旅行的过程当中，就我一直在思考这个问题，到底什么是勇敢？
So throughout the whole journey, I pondering, what is courage?
为什么一颗勇敢的心对于我们基督徒来讲是如此的重要？
Why a courageous heart is so crucial for us?
就像我们今天刚刚读过的希伯来书的这一段经文一样。
As we read the passage in Hebrews,
这一段经文的中心点就是提醒每一个基督徒哈，不要丢弃勇敢的心。
The main character of this passage is try to tell us do not give up of courage.
当时这个希伯来书写作的这个情况是这样的。
The backdrop is as such.
当时这个收信的这一批的希伯来书的读者是正在经历哈即将到来的一场的这个严厉的逼迫。
The people who received those letters are facing the persecution.
他们曾经在过往的时候经历过逼迫了。
They had experienced persecution in the past.
然而现实当中更严厉的逼迫正在酝酿的当中。
And when they facing is more crucial, more persecution coming.
希伯来书的作者就鼓励他们哈，每个基督徒里面都有一颗信心。
The author of Hebrew encouraged them that they have courage in their heart.
就像你我一样哈，当我们重生的基督徒里面都有一个对基督的一个基本的一个信念信心。
Just like you and I, we're born again Christian. We have courage.
这一颗勇敢的心是随之而来的哈，随着我们对耶稣的相信哈。在我们的基因里面哈，就有那样一颗勇敢的心。
It's in our genes after we receive Christ.
但是这种勇敢的心呢，需要被鼓励、被激发、被眺望出来。所以，希伯来书的作者哈，在这种的处境当中，对即将面临逼迫的基督徒，鼓励他们说：“你们要不要丢弃啊？不要丢弃勇敢的心。”
These kind of courage need to be encouraged. Therefore, the author try to encourage them, do not give up their courage.
那这段经文不光是写给他们的啊，也是写给我们的，让我们今天能够再次被激励啊，我们要有这样一颗勇敢的心。
The scripture is not only to encourage the past Christian, also for us.
那个 AE 这边是不是有需要调整吗？还是怎样？可以了哈。
那当我们看这段经文的结构的时候，是很清楚的一个平衡的对称的结构。
When we look at these scriptures, it's a symmetrical in structure.
在32节到34节的时候，是提醒这批的信徒去回想，你们在过往当中哈，你们是经历过这种的逼迫的。
In the verse 32 and 34, try to remind them to recall the past.
那在这种逼迫当中呢，他们已经显出那种的忍耐当中所显出的勇敢。
To remind them that they already manifest courage in the past.
你们要追念啊，这是过去发生的事情哈、啊，提醒他们去回想哈、啊，你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
He said, "Remember those early days after you had received the light."
不是他们平常在世界上所受的苦难呢，正是因为他们信了耶稣，蒙了光照以后，重生之后，在这个世界上所面临的苦难。
It's not the ordinary life's trouble, it's because of faith caused the trouble.
是大的征战，是各样的苦难。
It's a great conflict endured.
接下来他就举这个例子了哈，一面他们被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，遭众人观看。
It gave example. Sometimes you are public exposed to insult and persecuted.
一面又陪伴那些受这些苦难的人，因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
At other times, you are still side by side with those who were so treated. You suffer along with those in prison, joyfully accept the confiscation of your property.
不是说他们被人陪伴，这些被逼迫的人陪伴，而是被逼迫的人去陪伴那些受同样苦难的人。
At those who persecuted, to stood by other persecuted Christians.
啊，这是前面这一段哈，后面这一段哈，从36节到39节是鼓励他们将来哈，当面临着要来的这个更严厉的逼迫的时候，他们应该持续的忍耐哈，带着这个勇敢的心去面对。
And the verse 36 and 39 to encourage them to face even more severe persecution.
36节说啊，你们必须忍耐啊，这是指面对将来的事情。
It talk about in verse 36, you need to.Persevere so that you have done the will of God.
提醒他们哈，是他们在行神的旨意哈，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
He said, after you obey God's will and you receive what's promised.
用神的应许来激发他们这种忍耐勇敢的心。
To encourage them with God's promised reward.
然后把这个时间的因素带进来哈，提醒他们。因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来啊，谁是要来的啊？基督的再来啊，用这件事情提醒他们，并不迟延，只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
To remind them there will be time they will need to endure.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Also says, but we do not belong to those who shrink back, are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved.
所以在发出一个警告之后，马上提醒他们哈，我们是因着信心以致于灵魂得救的人。
Give them a warning, then instantly remind them we are saved.
所以这里的失去勇敢的心、退后以至于沉沦的人是什么样的人呢？
But who are those people who shrink back?
沉沦就是灭亡的意思。
It means they are destroyed.
就是不得救的意思。
Not saved.
就是要进入到永远的毁灭在审判当中的人。
They will be in the final judgment.
所以退后的人是那些没有真正得救的人。
Those who shrink back are not truly saved.
当然得不到神所应许的奖赏。
They will not receive the reward.
而那些有勇敢的心、有信心的人是那些能够持续的相信、得着奖赏、得着神所应许的这些真正得救的人。
Those who truly courage are saved will receive God's final rewards.
所以这里只有两种人呢。
So two types of people.
一种人是有信心、能够持续相信、因着这个信心而面对困难、有勇敢的心的这一批。
One is has faith.Have endurance, able to face the challenge.
那这些人最终啊啊得到神所应许的哈救恩的奖赏，神的预备的奖赏。
In the end, they will receive the reward of the salvation.
然而另外一批人呢，没有这个勇敢的心，证明显明他里面没有那个真实得救的信心的人呢，最后就怎么样，会退后。会入沉沦的那等人。
Those who have no faith, not truly saved, they will shrink back and be destroyed.
所以你看，这个结构是很工整的一个结构。那中心点啊，是整个这段信息的中心点，就在35节。
So the main point is lay on verse 35.
不可丢弃勇敢的心。
Do not give up your faith.
所以人不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样心的必得大赏赐。
So do not throw away your confidence, it will be richly rewarded.
当这个作者提醒这些人不可丢弃的时候，他们是有勇敢的心还是没有勇敢的心呢？
When the author reminds them, do not give up their confidence, do they have courage?
如果他没有勇敢的心，也不存在丢弃的问题了。
If they do not have, then they will not refer it throw away.
这些人因着他们对耶稣基督的相信，因为他里面有一个重生的生命，他里面已经有了勇敢的心。
Because they were born again, they already have courage in their life.
但是当他们面对生活当中各种各样的困难，一波一波的这个逼迫的时候，人容易被这个 discourage 啊，被灰心失望。
When they face waves after waves, the difficulty and persecution, they're really easy to fall into despair.
在这种情况下，人们需要被鼓励，需要被激发，需要被提醒我们里面的那个生命的本质。
So they need encouragement. They need to remind of what they have.
用神所应许的赏赐，不是一般的赏赐哈，必着大赏赐哈。用这个大的赏赐把我们的眼光从现实的困难转移到神的应许上面。
So elevated our vision from the current difficulty to God's richly reward.
所以当我们看这个结构的时候，我们就很清楚哈，这一段经文作者的用意是鼓励那些面对逼迫的基督徒要凭着信心、勇敢的心坚持到底。
So from the structure of this scripture, we can see they also want to encourage those believers.
当我们靠着主的恩典能够坚持到底的时候，一点点的时间，不多的时间以后，我们就会得到神所应许的那个大的赏赐。
Through God's grace, we endure the difficulty time. We will receive the reward.
那读了这段，可能大家会想哈，我们今天也没受什么逼迫。
You may thinking we're not facing any persecution.
那我们今天在北美的华人基督徒为什么还要读这一段，思考这一段？
So why should we pondering this passage?
那当我思考这段经文的时候，我发觉虽然我们如今在北美的基督徒的处境跟受逼迫的基督徒的处境不同，但是我们同样需要要有勇敢的心。
Although in North America we face different situation, not persecuted by religion, but we also need courage.
每一次当我们面对陌生人，我们要鼓起勇气来为耶稣基督做见证，公开的承认我们的信仰的时候，我们需要有勇敢的心。
When we meet a stranger, we need courage in our heart to testify for God.
当我们每次要站在十字路口上为耶稣基督举牌的时候，面临着有可能会有人会来骂你啊。我们有一次哈，有人当着我们的面把我们传的单张给撕掉了。我们需要有勇敢的心。
When we hold up the sign for Christ, we need to be courage because people in the past have torn our pamphlet.
在公开的场合和公开的吃饭的时候，我们能够有勇气在众人面前来做谢饭的祷告，我们需要勇敢的心哦。
In public, when we go, give grace to our meal, we need the courage in our heart.
更多的时候，我们今天在北美的哈，生活在这样一个自由的环境当中的基督徒，要对我们的老我，对我们的肉体的那种的惰性，我们要有勇敢的心，要站起来说 no.
In the North American, in our life is full of abundant, we need to deal with our old self.
在这样一个自由泛滥、享乐主义消费主义泛滥的这个自由的西方的世界当中的时候，我们要想承担起神交给我们的那个大使命，我们需要有勇敢的心。
In such a commercialized world we are facing, we need courage to carry on God's great commission.
当我们生活在这样一个大家都想着自己的事，而不去顾念耶稣基督的事的这样的一种的环境当中，我们需要勇敢的站起来，活出一种不同的样式来。
In such a self-centeredness world, we need to stand up and live the life that Christ designed us.
什么是这里所讲的勇敢的心呢？
So what is the confidence this scripture mentions?
这个词在整个新约圣经里面一共出现了31次。
This word have appeared 31 times.
那总结起来哈，大概是两方面的主要的意思。
It's in two areas of meanings.
一方面呢是面对神的时候。
In one aspect is facing approaching God.
这个希伯来书四章十六节讲我们说坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座面前，那个坦然无惧就是跟这个勇敢的心同一个词。
In Hebrew 4:11, it said, come to God boldly. It's the same word.
我们可以勇敢的啊，坦然无惧的来到神的面前啊，这是一种的用法。
We come before God without fear.
面对神的时候我们不惧怕。
Yeah, we do not fear.
那还有一种的意思就是在面对末日审判啊，这也是面对那个审判的主的时候啊，末日审判来到审判官面前坦然无惧啊，这是约翰一书四章十七节讲的哈，这一种的用法，同一个词哈，在神的面前，面对这个公义审判的上帝，我们可以有一个勇敢的心，可以坦然无惧。
In John 4:17, it's another level of meaning is facing the final judgment, have no fear.
第二种的用法基本上就是面临逼迫的时候。
So the second usage is facing persecution.
别人都不敢讲，但是我们可以公开的啊，在人的面前承认耶稣基督的名，能够公开的，哪怕知道有后果会产生哈，依然能够坚持去承认耶稣基督的福音的这种的勇气，这叫勇敢的心。
We dare to tell the gospel and proclaim Christ regardless the consequence.
面对逼迫苦难的时候，能够有这样的勇敢和勇气，这种的心叫做勇敢心。
And having courage facing persecution and suffering.
大家注意啊，这勇敢的心都是来自耶稣基督的。
So all the courage has come from Jesus.
一个罪人怎么能够在一个审判的主的面前能够坦然无惧呢？
How can one sinner be bold in front of a holy God?
一个罪人怎么能够大胆的来到这位恩典的主的面前去求恩典呢？
A sinner, how could they face God boldly to ask him for grace?
就是因为我们已经相信了耶稣基督已经在十字架上为我们的罪付上了一切的代价。
Because we believe Christ already paid the price on the cross.
今天不再是靠着我自己做的如何的好，我是如何的这个一个好人来到上帝的面前，而是靠着耶稣基督的救赎，耶稣基督十字架的宝血来到神的面前，可以坦然无惧。
So we come before him not by our own merit, but through the blood of Christ.
一个有罪的人怎么能够面对末日的审判，这位公义圣洁的主的面前能够坦然无惧呢？
How could one face the final judgment the holy God has no fear?
就是我们知道我们这些有罪的人已经蒙了耶稣基督宝血的重价的救赎，我们不再被定罪了。
Because we know we are already paid by Christ with his precious blood.
一个软弱的会惧怕的会担心的人怎么能够在面临困难逼迫的面前能够公开的依然的承认耶稣基督的名呢？
A weak and fearful person, how could they proclaim God's name in courage?
就是因为我们相信那位爱我们的主已经为我们钉了十字架。
Because we know the Christ who loves us was crucified on the cross.
他已经把他自己的一切全然的给了我们。
He gave us all himself.
我们这些蒙救赎的人还有什么可以保留的不为他摆上？
What do we have not to give to him?
更重要的我们知道这位钉十字架的耶稣基督是第三天从死里复活的主。
We know that he resurrected on the third day.
从此我们不再惧怕死亡。
So we no longer fear death.
不再惧怕那些只能杀身体不能杀灵魂的人。
We do not fear those who can kill our body but not our soul.
所以勇敢的心的背后是福音的真谛。
So the background, the behind the courage is the truth of the gospel.
我们只有凭着信心接受了耶稣基督的拯救，并且口里承认心里相信耶稣基督是那位死里复活的主，我们才可能有这种勇敢的心。
Only when we believe God who resurrected is our true God, we can finally have this kind of courage.
目前在中国大陆教会面临的逼迫的主要的原因就是因为这些被逼迫的教会主张公开化。
So the main reason the church in mainland China are being persecuted is because they want public proclaim God.
那些不是很大规模的教会，那些是这个在小范围内聚会的教会，基本上他们感觉不到这个来自于政府的逼迫。
The small house church, they do not fear they do not face the great persecution.
每次我回哈尔滨的时候，我都会参加一个我们家附近的走路大概20分钟就可以走到的一个教会。
Every time I go back home in Harbin, I visit the church 20 minutes from home.
那这个教会小小的，每次聚会大概十几个人。二十个人差不多了。
The small church only like less than 20 people.
所以这次我去看他们的时候，他过去两年没有太大的变化。
So not much change in the past 2 years.
他们有自己的房子啊，他们买了自己的教产。
They have their own property.
每个主日照常聚会呀，没有什么变化。
Every Sunday they have church, not much change.
但是像守望教会啊，秋雨圣约教会啊，像这次被逼迫的北京的西安教会，他们都是。主张公开化的教会。
So, but the church like Autumn Rain and the Shouwang and the Zion Church, they want public, worship God.
他们特点就是人数众多。
They have many people.
而且成长很快。
And they grow fast.
当初守望教会只成长到几千人的时候，他们不想分散的小组就要聚集在一起，这时候政府就要打压他们。
So when the Shouwang Church grew to over 1,000 people, they don't want to be set apart. They wanted to join worship. So the government started to persecute them.
当七年前这个秋雨教会也是成长到将近千人的这个教会的时候，而且他们很积极参与社会的这个领域的时候，他们引起政府的注意。
So when the Autumn Church 7 years ago grew over 1,000 people, they wanted to worship publicly. They want to involve in the society.They start facing persecution.
这一次二十几个这个牧者被抓的这个北京西安教会也是他们的教会在全国的四十几个城市都有他们的分堂，他们通过网络这个 啊，影响力非常大哈、啊。他们聚会，通过网络聚会的人数可能接近10,000人了。
So this time, over 20 elders and deacons was captured for Beijing Zion Church. They have over 40 different local churches among many cities.
所以这些主人公开化，想把信仰带入到这个社会的领域哈、啊，开始要为在社会的领域为主去做光做盐，影响这个社会的时候。啊，这个受到政府的打压。
When they want to expand their church in the society to take influence, then they face persecution.
这也是当初这个希伯来书的作者当初他们面这个读者他们面临的情况。
They are the same situation the Hebrew audience facing.
他们如果退回去，不再坚持自己基督的信，退回到这个犹太教当中，他们是受保护的。
If they shrink back to the old Jewish synagogue, they will be protected.
大家注意哈，在这种情况下，希伯来书的作者没有劝这些的读者说，你们躲一躲，隐蔽一下，低调一点，没有。
So the author did not tell them to stay low and low key.
反而鼓励他们不要丢弃勇敢的心。
Rather, he encouraged them to not give up your confidence.
在公开的承认耶稣基督的名的这件事情上是不能退缩回去的。
Declare God's name publicly, do not shrink back.
并且提醒他们，当他们这样的坚持持守住神赐给他们的信心和勇气的时候，会有大的赏赐。
Also remind them if they continue endure this, they will receive the reward.
保罗也提醒我们哈，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
This is Paul reminding us, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻啊！正是在这样的 context 上下文当中哈、啊，当公开的做见证会遇到这种的逼迫，会遇到各样的。甚至公开的羞辱，投入监牢，保罗提醒他们不要以为主做见证为耻，也不要以我为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Here again, Paul reminds them, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of myself, his prisoner.
约翰写到这个启示录的时候也提醒我们、啊、
这个刚强的心是何等的重要，勇敢的心是何等的重要，得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
Also here in Revelation, John reminded us how important the courageous heart.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎的，他们的份就在烧着的硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
And remind of those who the cowards will experience the second death.
大家有没有觉得很稀奇哈、啊？在这些被定罪的这些罪名当中，列在第一位的竟然是胆怯。
Are you not surprised of all the sins? The first one mentioned is cowardly.
啊，这是 C.S. 路易斯讲的一段话啊，在他写这个 Near Christianity 啊，这个。返璞归真的时候有这样一段话哈，他说勇敢不只是众多美德中的之一，而是每一种美德在面临考验时候的表现形式。
Here's a quote from C.S. Lewis, Mere Christianity. Courage is not simply one of the virtue, but the form of every virtue at the testing point.
那接下来他解释，他说一个人可以在理论上非常的慷慨、贞洁、怜悯，但是在真正需要付出代价的那一刻，如果没有勇气，这些美德就会烟消云散。
He explained that behind the scene you can be courage, you can be generous, but when you facing test, if courage is not there, all these virtues will not manifest.
所以他说，勇敢是第一美德啊，没有了它，其他的美德都守不住。
So he says, courage is the number one virtue. Without it, the rest is meaningless.
这是希伯来书的作者对于那些面对逼迫的信徒啊，真正重生得救的基督徒发出这样的呼召 鼓励的话语，不要丢弃勇敢的心。
So this is the author of Hebrew called and the Christians, do not give up your confidence.
这也是神借着这段话对各种情况下的，无论是自由的环境当中，还是被逼迫的环境当中的基督徒发出同样的呼召和鼓励的话，不要丢弃勇敢的心。
This is also God's calling to Christian in all kinds of situations. Do not give up your confidence, your courage.
因为有这样新的，必会得到神所应许的大的赏赐。
Because those who have the courage will receive God's rich reward.
那我们就要想一想了哈，这里面所讲的哈，希伯来书里面所提醒我们的，到底有哪些大的赏赐呢？
So what are those rich rewards?
第一个我们先看到哈，这个大的赏赐是属天的、属灵的、终极的神给我们的赏赐。
So the rich reward is our heavenly, spiritual, ultimate reward.
是每一个有信心的人，在耶稣基督里重生的人，都在神的里面有盼望的那种的赏赐。
So those who have faith, that there are longings.
这是这个接下来哈第十一章希伯来书里面所讲的哈，人虽有信不能得上帝的喜悦，因为在神面前，来到神面前的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Here in Hebrew 11 said, without faith is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
我们把整个希伯来书啊读下来哈，我们可以找到三方面神给我们基督徒所应许的大的赏赐。
After you thoroughly read the book of Hebrew, we can see God's reward in three areas.
第一方面啊，就是永远的救恩。
First is eternal salvation.
这是那些有真正信心重生得救的，而有勇敢的心的人的最终要得到的。
This is those who have faith, the ultimate reward.
这就是第39节我们今天读的这一段里面啊，他最后提醒我们的啊，我们却不是最后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
This is what we read today, Hebrews 10:39. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved.
这个信心一贯的哈，从这个希伯来书一开始一直
持续的提醒我们，当我们有这样的信心，在耶稣基督里面，我们是灵魂可以得到永远救赎的人。
Through the beginning to the end, the author continued to remind us we can be saved in our souls.
第五章，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Here, chapter 5 it says,And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
这个赏赐是给他们的，也是给我们的，给每一个有真正信心重生得救的人。
This reward is for them as well as for us, for those who have faith.
当我们凭着信心面临难处的时候，更要持续坚持的相信，持续坚持的忍耐到底的时候，我们最终得到。我们灵魂永远的救赎。
As we, with faith in our heart, we continue endure the difficulties, we will receive this reward.
第二方面啊，神所应许，不光救了我们，我们还可以怎么样？自由的来到这位 King of Kings 啊，这个万王之王的面前，我们可以自由的来到神的面前。
The second aspect is we come to God face to face freely.
啊，这个不简单啊。
This is not easy.
好多这个免了这个罪的这些囚犯，一辈子不可以见这个国王。
Those who are pardoned, are sinners, or they cannot be seen, with the king.
但是我们这些的罪人哈，不光罪得赦免、罪得洁净，还神还给我们这样大的一个特权哈，可以直接的、自由的来到这位神掌管宇宙万物的主的面前。
But for those the sinners are forgiven.Come freely to the creator of the universe.
这是希伯来书第七章的经文啊，先前的条例因软弱无益，所以废掉了，律法原来一无所成，就引进了更美的指望，靠着指望我们便可以进到神面前。
Now here in Hebrew 7, it said, the former regulation was set aside because it was weak and useless, for the law made nothing perfect, and a better hope is introduced, by which we draw near to God.
在希伯来书里一直出现这个更美的指望啊，更好的一种的办法，我们有更美的这样一个中保啊，借着耶稣基督的救赎，我们可以直接来到父神的面前。
In the Hebrew, continually talk about the more perfect.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入到至圣所，是借着他给我们开的一条又新又活的路，经幔从幔子经过，这幔子就是。
Here in Hebrew 10 says, therefore, brother and sister, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Christ, Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body.
又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经撒去，身体用清水洗净了。就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
And since we have great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to clean us from a guilt conscience, and have our body washed with pure water.
这是神给我们每一个重生得救的人的一个极大的一个赏赐啊！不管你人在哪里。不管你的人的身体是自由的还是被捆锁的，我们有一条通天的道路，可以直接的来到上帝的面前。
This is the reward God gave us. No matter where you are, what situation your body is, it's a direct path to Him.
这张照片是我到了成都当天哈，这个同工就带我去，离成都有一个小时距离的德阳。
This is The 1 hour drive away from Chengdu is called Deyang.
坐在一桌吃饭的这三位弟兄哈，都是为主做过监的人。
The three brothers sitting among the table was imprisoned because of faith.
这位叫郝明长老啊，他为主做监两年。
Elder Hao Ming was imprisoned for 2 years.
现在是叫做缓刑5年的时间。
Now they are just under close monitor.
在这段时间他不能离开德阳啊，什么说他一离开德阳就会报警啊，就有人会来抓，把他抓回去。
So he was not allowed to leave the city of Deyang.
为什么会被判刑呢？
Why he was imprisoned?
他就是因为在德阳帮助同工啊，这个英强长老买了一套房子。
Because he helped another co-worker bought a house.
所以一旦这个人经手啊，这个教会的这些钱，这个政府就会抓他们的把柄。
If they see the movement of the finance of the church, they'll draw attention by the government.
告他这个诈骗罪。
He was named as a fraud.
这位是英强长老啊，现在是秋雨圣约教会的主要的同工。
This is Elder what is this?
英强。
英强。
Yeah.在7年前这个教案开始的时候，他被关了几个月的时间。
He was captured for a couple months, 7 years ago.
那后来又因为公开的实体的聚会的时候，又被关了15天，行政拘留。
Because they have gathered publicly, so he was captured for another additional 15 days.
而且每次这个他出门的时候，总有一个警察陪同。
Because every time he go out, there's a police officer follow him.
这位弟兄是他们教会的副执事。
This is an assistant deacon of the church.
他跟这两个长老讲说，我只被行政拘留过15天。
And he said he was only captured for 15 days.
我坐牢没你们时间长，但是我被打比你们都厉害。
He said even though I was not captured as long, but I was beaten worse than you.
有一次警察抓他打他哈，把这个肋骨都打断。
The police officer beat him and fractured the ribs.
当我坐在那里听这三位弟兄在分享他们在这个过程当中的经历的时候，我心中就在问说，这些人面对牢狱之灾为什么没有放弃信仰？
When I heard their testimony and what they suffering through, I was wondering how come they didn't give up their faith through this suffering.
是什么样的力量能够支持着他们继续的有这样的勇敢的心持守他们的信仰？
What endure them through this suffering?
就是前面神所应许的那一条又新又活的通天的道路。
It's earlier we mentioned this direct path to God.
他们可以随时的直接的来到上帝的面前。
They can come directly anytime to God.
即使他们被关起来啊，
Even though
监牢的门可以阻挡他们身体的自由，但是无法阻挡他们心灵当中这个通天的那条道路的自由。
The gate of the prison can only capture their body, but cannot capture the freedom of their soul.
每次他们开口向神祷告的时候，监牢的门没有办法阻挡上帝这位恩典的主从天上降下来的能力、智慧和同在。
So the gate of the prison cannot prohibit God's mercy and God's power.
弟兄姐妹，这赏赐是共同的，是给他们的，也是给我们的。
The same reward God given to them and also to us.
不管我们在什么样的情况下啊，
no matter what situation，
在这个世界上有多少的干扰，多少的这个想试图占据我们心灵注意力的这些东西，只要我们安静心下来，向着神发出祷告的时候，那一条通天的道路，又真又活的道路，都会为我们开通。
No matter what kind of persecution or distraction we face, as long as we quiet our heart and pray, God's direct path is open to us.
第三个啊，神的应许的赏赐在希伯来书里面。就是哈，我们可以得到将来世界的产业。
The third promise in Hebrew says, receive the heavenly home in the future.
希伯来书第二章就告诉我们哈，我们所说的将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖。
In Hebrew 2 says, it is not to angels that he has subject the world to come.
没交给天使，交给谁呢？
If it's not for the angels, it's for whom?
交给我们这些凭信心重生得救，与基督将来一同作王的重生的基督徒。
It's for those who have faith will reign along together with God.
第十一章讲到亚伯拉罕的信心的时候说，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Hebrew 11 says, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God.
亚伯拉罕因为盼望将来这一个神所建造的城，他可以离开地上的他的故乡，他的产业，他可以向着神所带领他应许之地而行。
Because Abraham looking forward to this heavenly city, so he left his home country.
不管他一个人啊，跟亚伯拉罕一样有这样信心、有这样盼望的人，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经为他们预备了一座城。
Not only Abraham, those who were looking for a better country, a heavenly one, therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
这是我们今天读的这一段的第34节所提到的，并且你们的家业被人抢去了，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
Here this is what we read in verse 34, and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourself had better and lasting possessions.
因为他们有这样的盼望，有这样的信心，知道神所应许的将来的更美的城，更美长存的家业，他们可以轻看地上的这些的产业。
Because they have this longing and this hope,for the future, so they can let go of what their earthly possession.
Yeah, 这次我在成都听到关于这条这个狗的故事。
I heard this story about this dog in Chengdu.
一个弟兄非常喜欢狗。
A brother who loved dog dearly.
他很用心地养这个他自己的这条爱犬。
And he raised his, this dog.
但因为他开放家庭给教会使用。
Because he opened his home use as church.
所以警察来不光是驱散了他们家的聚会。
Please came not only chase all the believers,
也把他的爱犬给抢走。
They also confiscate the dog.
过了两天，这个警察局长找到这个弟兄，就跟他讲。
Later on, the head of the police department came to tell him.
这个警察局长讲说，你这条狗养的真好啊，我们这个这些。养这个军犬的这些警察都很羡慕你这个狗真是养得好。
He said, you have raised a very good dog. Even the police, a canine was envy of it.
你想不想把这条狗再要回去？
Do you want this dog back?
他说很容易啊，你只要做一件事，我写个纸条，马上这条狗就还给你。
He said, it's very easy. You just do one thing. I write notes and I will return you the dog.
什么条件？你就搬家，你不要再住在这里啊！你离开成都城，不再加入这个教会，这条狗就还给你。
The condition is you move Chengdu and go somewhere else and don't open your home for church. Then we'll give you the dog.
王弟兄当时脱口而出说：“狗我不要了，你们拿走。”
And he said, then forget about it. You can have the dog.
他有一个更美的盼望。
Because he has a better longing and hope.
那更美长存的家业，以至于他可以舍去地上他所爱的。
He has a better hope and in the heaven, so he can give up his possession on earth.
这是神给我们共同的应许。
This is the promise he gives to all of us.
今天我们在地上都是客旅，都是寄居的。
We are only live here temporarily.
当我们心中向往那更美长存的永存的家业的时候，我们才能够不被这个世上的这些事情所颤累所羁绊。
So if we have this hope for the eternal home, then we will not be distracted.
王颂弟兄的故事。
This is the story of Brother Wang Song.
你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样心的人必有大的赏赐。
Do not throw away your confidence, it will be richly rewarded.
这是神给他们的应许，也是给我们的应许。
This is the promise God gave to them, also to us.
啊，这次我在长沙有见到哈，这个我们一直带导的这位曹三强牧师。
I finally met the pastor we've been praying for in Changsha.曹三强。
11月9号啊，主日那一天我们一起吃早餐。
November 9th and then Sunday morning we had breakfast together.
那一天很特别，因为是我的生日。
It's also my birthday that day.
早晨他陪我吃早餐，晚上陪我去吃长寿面。
Morning he was with me for breakfast and dinner he ate the long life noodle with me.
曹牧师是一年半之前去年的三月份被释放，关了七年以后被释放的。
And he was captured in prison for 7 years and set free last March.
那他坐满了七年牢被放出来以后的第二个主日，就在他家里开始聚会了。
He was in prison for 7 years, finally set free. The second Sunday, he started church at his home.
一开始第一个主日只有三个人。
The first Sunday only three people showed up.
但人越聚越多哈，我在的那个主日看到他们有近30几个人在一起聚会。
The Sunday I was there, there was over 30 brothers and sisters.
而且在这过去的一年多的时间当中，他为20几个人施洗。
In the past 1 year, he baptized over 20 people.
这是10月18号，我已经离开长沙了。他又发给我的照片哈，这是10月9号和10月18号之间发生的事情哈，又为一位小弟兄施洗。
This time between October 9th and the 18th, he baptized another younger brother.
这是10月9号，我参加他们聚会哈，他们通过连线跟成都的秋雨教会连线，然后聚会之后呢，他们长沙的弟兄姐妹有一个小时的唱诗歌啊、讲道啊、家事分享啊、敬拜的时间。
This is November 9th. They connected. There was an autumn rain church in Chengdu. And afterwards, they have another additional 1 hour of worship together.
那一天聚会结束，我有机会哈跟弟兄姐妹在场的弟兄姐妹坐在一起，有一段分享的时间。
So after the church, we have a time to have fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
我就问在场的每一个弟兄姐妹，我说你们的牧师是被判过刑的。
So I asked the brother and sister, your pastor has been imprisoned.
你们聚会的这个门口就有摄像头的。
So there is camera monitoring your house church.
也就是说每一个参加这个聚会的人都会被录下来，警察可能随时来找他们。
Those people who enter in, exit out will be monitored.
你们在聚会的时候随时警察会敲门驱散你们的聚会，你们怕不怕？
Anytime there could be a knock and police could come capture you. Are you in fear?
一个姊妹说我不怕。
The first sister said, I have no fear.
她说因为我觉得我不配。
She said, because I am unworthy of the honor.
大家明白他这个答案的背后的意思吗？他把受逼迫被关被压看作一种的荣耀。
Do you understand what the words behind? She think it's a glory to being persecuted.
他觉得他能够像他的牧师一样被为主去受苦坐监是他现在还不配得的一种的荣耀。
She considered that as an honor to be persecuted like her pastor.
第二个姊妹举手说我不怕，因为我在有一次被抓的时候我发觉当我不怕的时候那个警察反倒惧怕。
The second sister said, I do not fear. One time I was captured. When I have courage, I realize that the police are in fear.
这只有有过这样的经历的人才能够讲出来的话。
Only people who had that experience can say that.
曹牧师做了一段补充，他说当我们不怕为信仰受苦的时候，那些警察从心里会敬佩这种基督徒。
So Pastor Cao Adam said, if you have courage of your faith, those police actually respect you.
这也是这个曹牧师长期跟这个警察互动啊得出的这样的一个结论。他说他们表面上还是会执行他们的公务的啊，该做什么做什么啊。但是他们每一个人心里，这些警察的心里有一杆秤。
This is what from his experience he drew. Although the police will do what the routine duty, but in their heart there is a scale.
这些警察会瞧不起那些因为胆怯惧怕而退后的基督徒。
They actually look down on those Christians who are weak and draw back.
反倒心里敬佩那些有勇气哈，肯为信仰受苦的基督徒。
They actually respect those people who have courage and willing to suffer.
因为连这些警察都知道，这些人坚持信仰，宁可坐监的话，他们是真的，他们是玩真的。
Even the police know that those people who willing courageously facing suffering, they truly believe what they believe.
曹牧师说，这些警察不一定相信我们所相信的。
Perhaps they will not believe what we believe.
但是他们有一种能力可以分辨谁是真信谁是假信。
But they have the ability to judge who is a true believer.
面对那些宁可坐牢也不放弃信仰的基督徒的时候，连这些警察都知道他们真的相信他们所相信。
When they face those who have courage willing to go to prison for their faith, they knew that they are truly believe what they believe.
但愿我们能够被激发我们里面这样一个勇敢的心，在这个世界的面前让人知道我们真的相信我们所相信。
I hope your heart is stirred up for the true courage that true stand up for what you believe.
让我们唱一首回应的诗歌哈，愿我们的信心能够永远的靠着主不退后。
Sing a response song so our faith will not retreat back.